This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. We've had a solid year once again for red meat exports in 2024, a record year for pork and the second highest on record for beef. Many folks are working hard behind the scenes to sustain and strengthen our existing markets and putting the same efforts into cultivating new trade opportunities around the globe. The U.S. Meat Export Federation does a lot of this work and has been a strong force in the global marketplace. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hellstrom stopped by to discuss what they're considering for the future of red meat marketing in 2025. We'll hear from him next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association is proud to celebrate 60 years of moving our industry forward.
Looking at red meat exports for 2025 starts first and foremost with what comes out of the White House. Trump 2.0 has been bandying about the fact that he wants to put tariffs on all incoming products to the U.S. This could mean retaliatory scenarios in which agriculture is a likely target. It's a good place to twist the knife in the American economy. It also goes after a large percentage of his voter base. Hellstrom talks about the momentum that our meat exports have had this year.
We have some real momentum built up over the last several years, momentum on both beef and pork and lamb, too, for that matter. Mm-hmm. Places like Mexico, the USMCA relationship with Canada and Mexico, it's our largest trading block, is very important to us. I think you look at North Asia, very important, Japan, Korea, and then South Asia, you know, China. You know, everyone's talking about China. And you know, while the economy is weak, it's still a very important market for us. Mm-hmm. So I think that we're trying to maintain that momentum. And our message is that exports are important, very important, and growing. We're going to be a record on pork this year, both volume and value, and we'll be the second highest value export year for beef. I think we're going to try to maintain that momentum moving forward. And
Hellstrom talks about the outlook if tariffs were to come to fruition.
You know, there's a lot of talk about tariffs, right?
Right.
And, you know, the $2.5 billion in sales we did to China last year, we had tariffs. Mm-hmm. So it's not insurmountable. Obviously not ideal, but it's not insurmountable. But I think in the end, cooler heads prevail. And the importance of a relationship like USMCA, and the fact that we have a structure of USMCA gives us an advantage to work through those speed bumps.
Hellstrom talks about his forecast they've got for 2025 and expects a record year for pork once again and expects that beef exports will maintain a value versus quantity balance. He also talks about the markets they're looking to strengthen in the year to come.
We're exporting on both beef and pork almost $1 billion a year in variety meats.
Okay.
So a lot of these countries, the variety meats, and I'll use Japan as an example, are center of the plate. Like a beef tongue.
Mm-hmm.
They much rather have a beef tongue center of the plate than a ribeye in Japan, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the beauty of it. You put the right cut in the right market where it is center of the plate and get more value for it, whereas it's not center of the plate here. That's a success formula for success.
A lot of these emerging markets offer the opportunity to continue the concept of whole carcass value. Different regions have different traditions and delicacies that we don't always think about as consumers in the United States. You can catch our full interview with Dan Hellstrom on the Thursday and Friday edition of the Iowa Ag Matters program. I'm Dustin Huffman.